from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. As painstaking attempts to reach survivors in quake-ravaged buildings across Mexico City stretched into a third day Thursday, desperation mounted among loved ones who earlier had high hopes for quick rescues. President Enrique Peña's office also raised the death toll from the Tuesday's magnitude 7.1 earthquake. Cecilia Mendoza reports from Mexico City.
273 people is the new death toll given by authorities to the public as the efforts to try to find anyone in any of the collapsed building continue. One of the astonishing announcements made by one of the members of the rescue teams is that it is not missing child at the collapsed Mexico City school. That has been the focus of most of the efforts as well as the media attention. Cecilia Mendoza for VOA News from Mexico City.
Hurricane Maria continued to strengthen slightly as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas. The storm battered Puerto Rico and knocked out the entire grid across the U.S. territory of 3.4 million. While meeting Thursday with a delegation in Texas for Hurricane Harvey recoveries, House Speaker Paul Ryan talked about Puerto Rico.
I want to start off by saying right now our hearts and our prayers are with our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico who are just experiencing Hurricane Maria.
New York City is sending emergency responders to Puerto Rico and encouraging other city workers to volunteer with island recovery efforts. On Wall Street, a slide in technology companies weighed on U.S. stocks Thursday, pulling the markets lower for the first time this week. This is VOA.